the year 2025. And yet it feels like I am still putting the same AA batteries into the same remote controls and flashlights and little toys that I was when I was a kid. And I'm not young. These batteries are the same size, the same shape, the same price, and they have the same mediocre lifespan achieved through the same chemistry. And I think that now it has been 10 years since I first had the thought, these should be better now. And I have been mad about that for 10 years, and it turns out I shouldn't have been. There's a good reason, everybody. Can you believe it? There's a good reason. I can barely believe it myself, but the reason is very strange. And you might not find this as liberating as I do. Maybe you will find this annoying, but I look at them and I think car batteries have gotten so much better. Phone batteries. I got a pocket-sized supercomputer I carry around with me everywhere. It's got a flashlight in it. And it's better than the flashlights I had when I was a kid. So I know batteries are better now, but why does it seem like AA batteries and all the other batteries we buy at the store are stuck in 1997? And not feel like. Like, this is actually the case. A high-end AA battery today holds only about 20 to 30% more energy than one from the 90s. Over that same time period, lithium-ion batteries, like the ones on my phone or the ones in my car, they've gotten 5 times better in terms of energy per kilogram. 5 times! The AA battery over the same period of time has been on a lunch break. So what is the problem here? Is this a physics problem? Is it a tech problem? Is it an economic problem? Is it that no one cares or no one has any incentive to care? No, that can't be right. I would pay more for a better battery. It can't be a monopoly. Duracell and Energizer, they definitely got the brand share of my brain, and I'm not buying a Rayovac. I did that back in 2004 and I regretted it instantly. So here it is, everybody. There are a bunch of chemistries that have powered AA batteries over the years. So when we first got AA batteries, they were not alkaline batteries. That's what we have now. Everybody talks about alkaline, and that's exciting. What does alkaline mean? It means basic, like the opposite of acidic. So accepting a lot of hydrogen ions, that's all alkaline means. But before that, there were zinc carbon cells, which were acidic instead of alkaline. And then you have battery acid. You've heard of that. Alkaline batteries don't have battery acid. They have battery bases. So there was a big switch that AA batteries were able to make here. They went from zinc carbon cells with the acidic electrolyte to the alkaline batteries with potassium hydroxide as the electrolyte. And a bunch of stuff had to happen in order to make that change possible. They, of course, had to change the electrolytes, but they also had to, like, improve the can of the battery, like the actual packaging, because there was more pressure inside of a alkaline battery. And also there's like expansion that can happen during like when the battery heats up or cools down. So they got to do all this stuff, but they also have to remain the exact same shape because they have to fit in the devices that use the old zinc carbon batteries. And also importantly, they had to keep the same voltage at 1.5 volts. You can't change the size of the battery because all the devices are designed for that size battery, and you don't get to change the voltage because all the devices are designed to work with that voltage. You can change anything inside as long as those two outside things remain the same. And those aren't the only two chemistries. Eventually, we figured out how to pack different chemistries in there that allowed for rechargeable batteries like nickel cadmium or nickel metal hydride, NIMH you've probably seen. NIMH were like a pretty big leap forward. They could hold similar amounts of energy to alkalines and you could charge them hundreds of times. I don't know why I don't use these, honestly. They've been around for a long time. And a high capacity nickel metal hydride AA from 2005 is about as good as one you would buy today. Some might even say that they've gotten worse. There's been a little bit of a problem with manufacturers exaggerating their capabilities, saying that they could be charged more than they can actually be charged. And that makes you think that they're worse, but they're about the same as they've always been since like 2005. So we can pack different chemistries into this same size shape, but there's a battery chemistry that is very, very good. It's called lithium ion that we cannot put into this package easily. We can do it, but it's very hard, and there's a reason why. But first, I have to tell you about something that has gotten a heck of a lot better over the last 40 years, and that's cell phones. What a magical thing we have, and there's a way to get great service without spending a ton of money. And that is the sponsor of this video, Mint Mobile. Mint has a 3-month unlimited wireless plan that is just $15 a month. One of the reasons they can do this is that Mint has reimagined the wireless shopping experience and made it easy and online. There are no stores, there are no salespeople. So you can get premium wireless without the premium premium price tag. Right now, for a limited time, Mint is offering 3 months of unlimited premium wireless service for $15 a month, and that offer ends on September 22nd. All plans include unlimited talk and text on the nation's largest 5G network, plus free calling to Mexico, Canada, and the UK. Plus, hotspot is included. Mint provides 5G coverage to 98% of Americans and 4G LTE coverage to 99% of Americans. Sorry if you're in that 1%, but like, you know who you are. I have friends who live in that 1% and they know who they've made their bed. You can also bring your own unlocked phone or shop the latest phones with Mint. No matter which route you take, you can keep your phone number and all of your existing contacts when you switch. There's a link in the description. New customers can take advantage of this limited time offer and get 3 months of unlimited wireless for just $15 a month. Upfront payment of $45 is required, equivalent to $15 a month. Limited time offer for the first 3 months only. Speeds may slow above 35 gigabyte on unlimited plan. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com for details. Offer ends September 22nd at 11:59 p.m. And now I can tell you the problem with lithium-ion batteries. The natural chemistry of lithium-ion sits at 3.6 to 3.7 volts, and that is just way too high for devices built for 1.5 volt AAs. Now, it is absolutely true that most devices that took AA batteries in the 1990s are no longer in use. They're in landfills now, or they're in somebody's drawer, and they're never going to get used again. And so you might think that there was like a moment when we could have switched over to having all new devices be built to use that voltage, to use 3.6 or 3.7 volts. But that's the thing. The world is messy, and there was always a device that needed the battery that was new. And so we're always building new devices because we've got these batteries, we've got this system, and it's just sort of chugging along and working. And one thing we don't want to do is have a bunch of batteries that look exactly the same sitting next to the other batteries. And if you use these ones, it breaks your Walkman or your television remote or your child's little dancing dragon. You can't just shove a lithium-ion cell into your kid's toy unless you're ready to say goodbye to that toy. Now, there are ways to make lithium-ion cells work in a AA shape. Manufacturers have to cram a voltage regulator into each one of the batteries that steps the voltage down to 1.5 volts. And this is totally possible, but it takes up space inside the battery, which means less room for actual energy storage. And also, it's not cheap. And lithium-ion is also like a little more temperamental, and like they don't work as well unless there's also some like protection circuitry that's built around the battery. So that eats up even more space and costs even more money. So you end up with a battery that might hold more energy than a regular AA, but because the voltage needs to be stepped down and you need that control circuitry, it's going to be more like significantly more expensive. But you can buy these. These are available. And if you see them, you might think, oh, why aren't all AA batteries like this? It's because of that. And ultimately, there's a better solution, and we're already living in the world with that solution. If you have a device that is energy hungry, it's going to come with a lithium-ion battery already inside of it, and maybe a charger for that battery. You like take it out, like my camera charger here, like this. Or it's just always going to be inside of that thing. I'm sure I have a device around here that has a lithium-ion battery in it all the time. Here's one. This is a little light. This is a little light that probably isn't charged right now. It's not. But it just has a USB-C plug, and it's got a lithium-ion battery inside of it. And I don't have to worry about it, whether or not I've got the right chemistry or the right voltage. It's all built in together to do the thing that it needs to do. But then there are devices that just have a really low load, like a television remote. And so you don't actually need to put a lithium-ion battery in there, because you're only going to have to replace it once every year or two anyway. And ultimately, that isn't that different from needing to replace it every 2 or 3 or 4 years. AAs are a commodity. They are dirt cheap, they're low margin, we make them in very high volume. If you sell a magic AA battery that lasts 5 times as long, but it costs 10 times more, that just means your customers are gonna buy one instead of five. It's just not a great business if you're selling batteries. But if you're making a device that's actually like needs that energy, then just have the battery installed in it already. We are moving into a world where we're still going to buy AA batteries because there will always be a device that needs them. And we're going to keep building these really low draw things like remotes and clocks and toys that are just fine with the batteries that we already have. If you're designing a product right now and it just sips power, you're just going to use AAs. Whereas if you're designing a product that's going to need a lot of energy, you're going to build in a lithium-ion battery. And this is actually smart. This is good. I actually like this. This makes sense. We ended up in a world that makes sense, everybody. And I was mad. I was mad. I thought the AA batteries didn't have to suck, but it turns out that they kind of do. They don't have to. They could be better, but we don't need them to be better because they're mostly not being used in devices that need them to be better. And the devices that do need better batteries have better batteries already. The reason AA batteries still suck is that no one wants to pay for AA batteries that suck less. And we might really be in a world where, like, 50 years from now, there are still AA batteries for sale. We're still buying them and still using them in devices that are being built right now. Because there are some devices that don't need a lot of electricity. And that's wild. That is wild that we've had 40 years of this, and we might have 40 more, because it's actually the best solution. Neat!